Some words this morning from Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love and a time of hate, a time of war and a time of peace. These timeless words of Solomon have given rise to the well-known proverb, a time and place for everything. Let us notice first of all the series of contrasts. Within the boundaries of life, we face all kinds of extremes in our circumstances, responsibilities and emotions. Life is a checkered thing, full of uncertainties, full of change, full of challenge. We pass through various changes of fortune, but all these are employed by God as a means of spiritual education. There is a planting and a plucking up, for God planted Israel in Canaan when he had plucked up the heathen, and he plucked up Israel when she disobeyed him and behaved like the heathen. There is a killing and a healing too, a breaking down and a building up. These contrasts remind us that sharp affliction is not in itself an end, and that in our lowest condition we need not despair so long as our faith is in the Son of God, who is the creator and controller of time. There is a time to weep, and we remember that God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, wept. So as well as being the forgiving God, he is also the feeling God. And he told those whose confidence was in him, "Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." A time to laugh is coming. Then there is a getting and a losing, a keeping and a casting away, a rending and a sowing, a time of silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Many of these things we never consider as duties because they seem to be negative and unpleasant. For example, a time of war, what purpose is there in that? History, however, proves it is necessary at times for the recovery of things taken illegally, for the sake of defence or for resisting aggression. These are just some of the things we meet with in life. But then our time in this world comes to an end, because the text tells us there is a time to be born and a time to die. The time to die might be any time. It could be at the time of war or in a time of peace. And what is more, whenever our departure is, or however it comes, we know that that departure is determined by God Almighty. The Bible says, as it is appointed unto men once to die. But then, what about after death? Ecclesiastes 3:17 says, "And I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work." What about after our time in this world? What about after death? Well, we know for the unbeliever, there's nothing but misery, everlasting misery. And that was well illustrated in the testimony of Robert Ingersoll, the well-known American skeptic. This is what he said. He said, "It may be best in the happier moments of the voyage, when eager winds are kissing every sail, to dash against the unseen rock and in an instant hear the billows roar above the sunken ship. For whether in mid-sea or among the breakers on the farther shore, a wreck must mark the end of each and all. Every life will, at its close, become a tragedy as sad and deep and dark as can be woven of the warp and woof of mystery in death. Unbelievers die hopelessly. They might die in ease and physical comfort, without too much pain at least. But what about after death? The Bible says about the rich man, he also died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. What about after death for the unbeliever? However well he dies, it's what comes after. Their fancy joys, how fast they flee, like dreams as fleeting and as vain. Their softest songs of harmony are but a prelude to their pain. However, it's much different with the believer, who can say that he has put his time in the hands of Christ crucified. The story is told about Henry Light, the vicar of Lower Brixham in Devonshire, who wrote the words to the hymn, Abide With Me, and penned those words towards the end of his life. After his last sermon, September the 4th, 1847, he placed the hymn in the hands of a near relative. He died on the 20th of the following November, and his last words were these, Peace, joy, joy.